Hola, buenas tardes.
Yes.
Hola, mi nombre es Karen López y estoy llevando a cabo una encuesta de opinión pública para Metro Research. Estamos estudiando cómo la gente en su zona se siente acerca de algunos de los problemas que enfrenta Puerto Rico hoy en
I
día.
think English, only English.
Oh, English. My name is Karen. And I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are doing a survey in Puerto Rico. We are taking a public opinion survey. We are trying to find out how people of your area feel about some of the issues facing Puerto Rico today. This is a totally confidential survey. We are working for an independent U.S. research institute and not for any political party or faction. And now, just to be sure, we are talking to a representative sample of Puerto Ricans. Can you tell me what is your age?
I'm 67.
67, thank you. And what is your zip code?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay, is there anyone with you that can tell you what your zip code is? Because if not, we cannot continue with the survey.
It's in Ponce.
I'm sorry?
Ponce.
Okay,
Ponce,
and
Puerto
then?
Rico. Huh?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
It's 00716.
Hello?
00730.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. 730, thank you so much. And now, when Puerto Rico holds elections, will you say that you always vote? Almost always vote? Only vote
Always vote.
sometimes? Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree in education.
Okay, thank you. And now, do you feel things in Puerto Rico are generally getting better, getting worse, or staying about the same?
Getting worse.
Worse, okay. And how much change would you like to see in the way Puerto Rico is run? No change, small changes, substantial changes, or complete and total upheaval?
Some changes.
Small changes, okay. And on a scale of excellent, good, only fair, or poor, how would you rate economic conditions in Puerto Rico these days?
It's fair.
Fair, okay. And during the next year, do you think the economy will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get better with Donald Trump get elected.
Okay. Now, are you planning to make a major purchase such as a household appliances or a car within the next 6 months?
No.
Okay, got it. And how often do you shop at a mall or shopping center? Once a week or
All the
more?
time. Once a week or more.
Okay. And would you say you shop at malls more frequently than you did a year ago? Less frequently or about the same amount?
About the same amount.
Okay. And which of the following is your top choice of in shopping? Mayagüez Mall, Plaza Las Américas, Montehiedra, Río Hondo, San Patricio
Plaza de
Plaza.
América.
Okay, got it. And based on what you have heard or experienced, please tell me whether you have a very favorable or I'm sorry, a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following malls. If you have never heard of one, please just say so. The first one is Plaza Carolina. Is your opinion about it strongly favorable, somewhat favorable,
somewhat
unfavorable? Okay, thank you. Then we have Mayaguez Mall. Again, is it strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or strongly unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Plaza del Caribe. And again, the same options.
Favorable.
Got it.
Somewhat.
And is that
favorable.
Strongly? Okay, thank you so much. And the last one is Plaza Las Americas.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Now, turning now to politics, how likely are you to vote in this year's general election on a scale from 0, meaning you will not vote, to 10, meaning you are certain that you will vote?
10.
10, okay. And if the election for governor were today, would you vote for the MVC candidate Javier Cordova Iturregui, PPD candidate Jesus Manuel Ortiz, PNP candidate Jennifer Gonzalez, Proyecto Dignidad candidate Javier Jimenez Perez, PAP candidate Juan Dalmau, or would you not vote?
I'm the Republican. I really don't know that politics that well. I mean, you know, local politics.
Okay, got it. And if the election for resident commissioner were today, again, would you vote for the MVC candidate Ana Irma Rivera Lacen, PPD candidate Pablo Jose Hernandez, PNP candidate William Villafañe, Proyecto Dignidad candidate Viviana Ramirez, PAP candidate Roberto Velasquez Correa, or will you not vote?
I'm just going to vote like straight Republican. I'm a Republican.
Okay.
I really don't know much about the local, you know, local politics. I only know national, you know.
Okay. And, well, are you registered to vote in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And now, if the election for Puerto Rico's legislature were held today, who would you vote for in your local district? The Proyecto Dignidad candidate, the PPD candidate, the Victoria Ciudadana or PIP candidate, or the PNP candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Okay, actually, we didn't have a... like, you know, any Republican, like, you know, these are the movements that we have here in Puerto Rico. Or you are not sure for whom are you going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay, got it. Well, there will be also a referendum on Puerto Rico's political status on the ballot this year. If the election were today, would you vote for sovereignty in free association with the United States, statehood, independence, or will you leave your ballot blank, or will you not vote?
Statehood.
Statehood, okay. And if you could vote in this November's presidential election, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or will you not vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Pedro Pierluisi is doing as governor?
He's doing okay.
Okay. And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Jennifer Gonzalez is doing as a resident commissioner?
Yeah, she's okay.
Okay. And again, is that... I'm sorry?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some individuals and items, and please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. If you have
I really don't know that much about, local politics. So new to Ponce State.
Okay, got it. Well, I'm going to mention you the names, and you can tell me if you have heard of them or not, okay?
Okay,
the first one is Jennifer Gonzalez.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Okay, and do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her?
Favorable. I'll be nice.
Okay, and would you say that, is that strongly or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, then we have Pietro Pierluisi.
I really don't know these people. Can I skip that? I don't know these people. I can't make up things I don't know,
Actually, we cannot skip any questions. I'm so sorry for that. And that's why I don't have much time left.
I don't want to do this all night long. How much do I have? How much more time? How many more questions?
We're about, let me see, 65% complete of the survey.
That's too much. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Too many questions.
Okay, I understand your doubts and your concerns. But, well, if you don't want to continue, that's okay.
Watching the news is important to watch the news.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions, and have a good one.
You too.